But within the area of partnerships, the seven criteria that we look at, and I'll go in detail here, is that how do you determine a partner share, or how do you determine what is ordinary income, and what's the difference between what's referred to as a separately stated item and a non-separately stated item. This is a great area on the exam where the examiners can go and give you a list of things and you can pick and choose what goes into those different categories. This is what I consider to be the operations of a partnership. The basis of a partner's interest and the basis of the assets contributed to the partnership is really our starting point. We would like to know, when you form an entity, you know, what are some of the steps involved? So we do the formation here as well as in regular C corporations, so you can say, all right, we're going to start. The way I like to view this is that the entity starts, the entity operates, and the entity liquidates. That's kind of the cycle of what goes on. So basis becomes very important. If there was a single issue that is raised more often than not on the exam that is inherent in most questions, if not directly asked in each question, is what is the partner's basis after this? What is the partner's basis? What is the partner's basis? What is the partner's basis? You say it so many times, it's like you get tired of it. And while sometimes they don't ask you specifically basis, you need to know basis to come up with the other answer. So basis is huge in this area. We also deal with partnership and partner elections. While a partnership is separate from the partners, the elections that are made at a partnership level impact the partner, but then the partner has some elections as well. We deal with this as we hit various topics throughout. We'll also look at transactions between a partner and a partnership. While part of it is in the formation, there are also different types of distributions that are made by a partnership to a partner. What happens when you have different amounts of basis and fair market value and gains and losses? Are they recognized? To be honest, not a huge area, but an important area to deal with. Treatment of partnership liabilities, we'll learn that liabilities, when you form a partnership, get absorbed by all the partners, usually based upon their profit sharing or capital relationships. And so that impacts their basis as well, and whether the liabilities go up or go down during a period will impact some of the things that we do. Distribution of partnership assets, comparable to transactions between a partner and a partnership. When distributions are made by a partnership to a partner, how does basis tack over, gains and loss recognizes, those type of things. And then finally, seven, ownership changes, which means when a partner buys into a partnership or a partner exits a partnership and sells out to it, or maybe liquidating a partnership when we say it's time to stop and get rid of the assets, or what causes a partnership to terminate. So you can see that there's a lot of things that we do within this chapter, so it does run a tad long.